Good morning. It's 9:04. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was The Gloaming from their second album, appropriately enough called Two. And that's a piece called The Bully House, which contains the Bully House Hopchig and Lada Burns A Favorite, which is a reel. And both of those pieces are traditional. And before that, we heard Neve Parsons with Graham Dunn doing Shores of Loch Bran from Kind Providence, their latest album. Well, this is our Llama show, or Lunasid show, and we'll start off with some music first, and then I'll tell you how you can't learn everything from books. Yes, indeedy. Okay, so first up, we've got something from a local group called Urban Myth, which still occasionally performs in that configuration, though they succeeded in producing exactly one album called Exurbe, and most of it was based around this time of year. And we're going to hear an original piece that was written by one of the members, and then we'll hear from A Spiral Dance, great Australian band, and they've got a Harvest Carol, which segues into a Harvest Song.
In the light of guest wine. in this world we'll go hungry again from the
Come, ye thankful people, come.
Raise the song of harvest home. All be safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. The earth our Maker doth provide, for our wants to be supplied. Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home.
Raise the song,
raise the song,
raise the song of harvest
home. Ripen in the head, yes, summer's leaving, the season's turned forever. Harvest greens taken from the field so fair, tall stalks feeling from the seeds we've gathered. Bright moon follows sun since time has begun. See our bounties come from the every gather. Sleepy summer days watch through golden haze. Time to mark the ways and celebrate in our sun. Fields of yellow lie beneath the harvest moon. Days so mellow, you can sleep forever. Come tomorrow, we'll see the seasons turn again. All will follow, the spiral dance together. Mother Earth's decree, light dogs all will be. The harvest in view to see from the earth we've gathered. Farewell, shining one, the parting of the sun. Hope dies, Israel bonds will celebrate in our song. Time forever, harvest greens taken from the fields so fair, tall stalks rolling from the seeds we've scattered. Bright moon follows sun since time has begun. See our bounties come from the earth we've gathered. Farewell, shining one, the parting of the sun. All that dies is reborn, so celebrate Lunasar.
Thank you. you and happy harvest.
So there you have it, Harvest, and Lunasa or Lunasa is the Gaelic. Lammas is from the Anglo-Saxon Lufmas, from the festival and masses that were sung at this time. And what you find out is that everyone has some sort of dance or celebration for bringing in the bounty that will nourish and feed us in the coming year. Right now, our information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. August, the month of harvest, named in honor of the deified Roman Emperor Augustus. In Welsh, it's known as Aust. In Gaelic, it's known as An Lunasa, the month of the Lunasid Festival. And in Anglo-Saxon, you'll appreciate this, all you gardeners, it was known as Weedmanath, or the month of weeds. And August 1st, Lammas or Lofmas, is the festival of harvest beginning, when the first cut sheaf of corn or bread made from it was blessed and offered in churches. Lammas lands used for growing early crops or hay are today thrown open for common grazing until next spring. In Highland Scotland, Lammastide was Lunasa, the festival of the Celtic god Lu Lightborn, celebrated with gatherings, sports, and great bonfires. Like other quarter days, it is also a time when spirits walk abroad, and hence a good time to divine the future. To learn the whereabouts of your destined lover's home, take a ladybird and address her thus before releasing her. Lady, lady Lanners, take your cloak about your head and fly away to Flanders. Fly o'er moor and fly o'er mead, fly o'er living, fly o'er deed. Fly ye east or fly ye west, fly to her that loves me best. August the 2nd, guard your health during sultry August, invaluable fever few now in flower. On this day, in 1100, King William Rufus was mysteriously slain by an arrow while hunting in the New Forest. Some believe that the notoriously evil-living monarch, who seems to have expected to die on that day, was a Lammas sacrifice to the old gods, but he was more probably killed by order of his brother and successor, Henry the First. And if you go to Winchester Cathedral, they have an unmarked coffin in the center of the cathedral that they believe is William Rufus's tomb, but they have not done any excavation. They have no way of proving that. August the 3rd, high time to get harvesting underway. Tusser's 500 points of good husbandry notes, make sure of thy reapers, get harvest in hand. The corn that is ripe doth but shed as it stand. Grant harvest, Lord Moore, by a penny or two, to call on his fellows, the better to do. Give gloves to thy reapers, a largesse to cry, and ever to loiterers have a good eye. The harvest lord, or king of the mowers, was the trusted man directed by the harvest workers to direct operations. The reaper's gloves protected their hands against thistles and noisome weeds amongst the corn. And when I went to school, we learned the dates of when Cyrus McCormick invented the mechanical reaper, thus saving lots of headaches and heartaches. August the 5th is St. James Day, old style, traditionally the beginning of the oyster eating season. Green grocers rise at dawn of sun. August the 5th, come haste away. To Billings Gate the thousands run. 'Tis oyster day, 'tis oyster day. Londoners believe that whoever ate an oyster today would never want money all the year. But the more usually accepted doctrine is that oysters are only wholesome when there is an R in the month, and thus not until September. August the 6th, very hard weather, now presages a hard winter. Ben Jonson, the first poet laureate, died on this day in 1637. And August 7th, harvest now well underway and harvest beer flowing. And yes, you heard John Barleycorn in the previous hour, and well do we love our harvest beer. Well, before I tell the story, let's hear a little bit more music. This is from Yorkston Thorne and Con.
This feeling will bleed me dry. Where are the angels who watch over me? Or the hand that held me to sleep? Sacred is taken away. Forgiveness has run bone dry. who watch over me. Or the hand that held me to sleep. When everything sacred is taken away, and the pain is all you can keep.
Sochi samajh nadan.
It's a life and the death of the Corking Lunasa. There's a life in the net of the Corn King, Lunasa, life and rebirth of the Corn King. I turn my gold face to the sun while the year is waning. The time has come now for my life to end. As metal rubs on stone, she comes towards me across the fields. Chariot wheels are blazing, her hair on fire. Cut me, crush me, bake me, eat me, I am yours. Can you hear the spirit of the earth? Can you? Can you hear the spirit of the earth? Can you? Can you hear the spirit of the earth? Can you hear them call? Can you hear them sing now? Can you hear the spirit of the earth? Can you? Can you hear the spirit of the earth? Can you? Can you hear the spirit of the earth? Can you hear them call? Can you hear them sing? Lunasa, it's a life and the death of the Corn King. Lunasa, life and rebirth of the Corn King. Lunasa, it's a life and the death of the Corn King. Lunasa, life and rebirth of the Corn King. Lunasa, it's a life and the death of the Corn King. Lunasa, life and rebirth of the Corn King. Lunasa, it's a life and the death of the Corn King. Lunasa, life and rebirth of the Corn King.
And that was Damn the Bard with Lunasa from Hearn's Apprentice, an early album of his, and he just goes on from strength to strength. And from Yorkston, Thorn and Con, we heard Everything Sacred, which became the title track of their album released last year. All right, then, when I began trying to figure out what were traditions of Lunasa, I quickly noted that practically everybody's bibliography included a book by Mary McNeil called The Festival of Lunasa. Well, it turned out this book was well nigh unattainable. People wanted, upwards of hundreds of dollars for it. So I contented myself, because this was long before Google Books and other things like that. So I contented myself with just going around checking out other sources and coming up with various bits and pieces, and finding tons of great stuff in things like the Carmina Gadelica and other sources. And then it turns out that a very close friend of mine was an officer of an august university in Cambridge and had access and borrowing privileges to the library there. So I asked her, I was like, hey, can you check this out? And she did, and this was some years later, probably about 6 or 7 after I had started on that path, and I sat down to be amazed and realized practically as soon as I cracked the book that this was not going to be the treasure trove that I had envisioned. What the Festival of Lunasa by Mary McNeil is about is that she was a folklorist. She published this and I think one or two other books, sadly, before she died. And it's usually, if you find it, it's in a paperback in two volumes. The first volume does have what she was able to find. Almost the entire second volume is taken over with results of a survey that she took of older Irish people and what they remembered about Lunasa. And it turns out that Lunasa was incorporated into Garland Day, Crom Cruach Day, lots of other things. And what it was chiefly remembered as was the celebration of the first edible new potatoes of the season. Now, this generally is a big deal because the people who she was interviewing in the late 50s, early 60s had grown up when Ireland was still largely agricultural, and people actually still did survive and flourish on a diet mostly of potatoes and dairy products. And my grandfather, who was the second generation of Irish in the family and the first to be born in America, remembers his father when he would ask what was for dinner, his father would say potatoes and point. And he explained to us kids that what they would actually do was hold a potato on the end of the fork and hold it up to a herring that was tied over the table, and thus flavor the potatoes. So we learned early on not to ask what was for dinner, because the invariable reply was potatoes and point. So yeah, lots of memories about the harvest, dancing, singing. Hence, dancing at Lunasa. There were lots of barn dances, jigs, reels. You have to remember, folks, that not everybody had electricity. And even if they did, it wasn't always on or available. And so folks like Willie Clancy and other musicians made a living traveling and touring around and playing dances and what we would today call house concerts. This was how people had their entertainment. And, of course, this was long before the tube was there. But I've gone on long enough, so you could sort of call that the how I learned that everything wasn't available in a book as the adventure. And we're going to go on to some more music. And then for the last 10 minutes or so, we're going to hear from some of the local musicians who I got to hear this weekend, which is why I'm somewhat out of it.
summer bright for the darling queen. Tell to you his mother true, rise up and be seen. At your quest for summer born, falling leaf of a can. Child of barleycorn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain. Bluebird tall from spring to fall, then sought to find a wife. But Fowler came and made his claim and swore to take his life. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barleycorn, newly summer born, ripening like her grain. The two did fight from morn till night when Luke did strike and won. Fowler's eye flew in the sky and there became the sun. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barleycorn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain. There and in the north, and there they lay through many a day, and soon a child came forth. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barleycorn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain. The child who taught from spring to fall, Satanta was his name. But then at length, by honor, strength, to rule, and he became. At your festival sounds the horn, calling the people again. Child of barleycorn, newly summer born, ripening like the grain.
And the chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Take you.
I feel your verdant energy rushing through my blood. Your silver skin of bark and moss upon your thighs, with ivy twirls and briar curls, you watch with hidden eyes. And can you tell the green man is waiting in the leaves, through the forest and the hedgerows, the song of life he weaves? With his feet deep in the soil, he watches over the green wood. He's a messenger from nature, this ancient wise god. Of the trees, protect the woodlands of the earth is the forest god's decree. For without the essence of the green, our world can never be. Drawing breath around us from the earth into the trees, by soil and shoot, stem and root, by leaf and bark and limb, we keep alive the wisdom of the Lord and Lady Green. And the wild man of the woodland is watching from the leaves, through the forests and the hedgerows, the song of life he weaves. With his feet deep in the soil, he watches over the green wood. He's a messenger from nature, this ancient wise god. Jack running through the woods, singing up the summertime, and you know you'll never look back from where the spirit of the green will take you. Hey, oh, it's the green man Jack running through the woods, singing up the summertime, and you know you will never look back from where the spirit of the green will take you. Hey, oh, it's the green man Jack running through the woods, singing up the summertime, and you know you will never look back from where the spirit of the green will take you. Take you.
Good morning. It's 9:54. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Jaggery with Garden from their album Crux. And I'm very happy to report that Molly Sastry is recovering well. According to the doctor who she saw, she has only one small node, and that was not the cause of her laryngitis. That was due to a cold and a swelling of the throat. So she was hopeful on Friday night that she'd be able to wind up doing the whoops and high notes in another couple of weeks. So that's all good. Before that was Spiral Dance with Spirit of the Green from the Green album. And as we mentioned, this is a compilation album featuring 14, 15 different pagan artists, and 20% of the profits from this album go to buying land to preserve the rainforest. Prior to Spiral Dance, we had Gwydion Penderwyn doing Lunasa Dance from Songs of the Old Religion. And we're going out with an artist who I was privileged to hear last night with a great pickup band from Westford. And here's one of her songs. This is Helena Gay with Bisbee from her album Souvenirs.
She returns, the pieces are gone, they're lost, they can never be found.